Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Torgerson reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Maxwell moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Busby reaches second base with a double. Ward moves to third. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward scores. Busby moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Narragon moves to third. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward fields it and throws to third for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Narragon hits a line drive into right field. Kaline picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kaline. Busby moves to third. Narragon moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Narragon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Narragon moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. House reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. House moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi pinch hits for Frank Larry. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromek now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Narragan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragan is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Narragan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Avila is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. House takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Small pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. House moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Ward moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Jim Hegan pinch hits for Hal Narragan. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Torgerson strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a fly ball towards right. Smith settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Smith. Billy Heft pinch runs for Al Kaline. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. House strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws House out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.